This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House said it is looking into reports about the alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment in what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in the Belgorod region in Russia. Russia called Monday's incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that supplying F-16 fighter aircraft to Ukraine will be a signal that Russia will lose over its aggression, and the faster a decision is implemented on the planes, the better. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, the very first Ukrainian F-16s will be one of the strongest signals from the world that Russia will be weaker and further isolated. Here in the United States, the Republican governor of the U.S. southeastern state of Florida officially announced his campaign for president Wednesday. But as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the announcement did not go exactly as planned.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. DeSantis was asked why he chose Twitter. He compared it to his COVID lockdown opposition, lamenting a lack of free expression. Even that was marred by an audio glitch. Donald Trump tweeted, the DeSantis Twitter